You're losing hope because you've tried to quit porn every which way you can and you're not successful and you feel like you're too addicted to this stuff. Guys, I've worked with men for more than 10 years now in every walk of life, from people in prison to people that are addicted into their 70s for decades. Guys, I'm telling you guys, you can quit. You absolutely can. You just have to know the right things and apply them in your life. This is what this video is about. If you're too addicted to porn, check this out. This lesson is from our program, 30-day program, which is free for you guys. If you want to join that at benuyama.com, go to the link down below somewhere, and that you can get started with the program for free for you guys. I've got nothing to sell you. I just love you. I want to make it accessible to everyone. All right, enjoy. So I get on calls, many mentoring calls with guys sometimes, and I just had a call recently with a guy that really stuck out to me because he came on the call and he was really depressed, like sometimes people really are, and he kept saying this one phrase over and over again, which is, "I'm too addicted. Like, I've been in this too long." This is a guy in his mid-60s, right? He's been battling for many decades, this porn addiction, and he kept saying, "I'm too addicted. I'm too addicted." So I understand why people believe that, but there are three reasons that having this belief does not serve people, and I want to help you to break that belief and change that belief into, actually, I can do this, all right? So here's the three reasons that you believe in your mind, and sometimes, especially when you are really down on yourself and maybe you just relapsed and you're going through this mental cycles of, I can't believe I'm still here. I'm never going to get rid of this. Here are the three reasons that why you believe this and how to break free. All right, so number one is that you have not spent enough time around people that have quit porn for good. Because the nature of the taboo association of porn addiction, it's not common for people to share openly about their victories, right? This is why you don't hear about the victories of people that have quit long term, which is why I like to share them. So when I get on calls with people, I will start by saying the most dire situations of people that have had long-term success with quitting porn and masturbation, people who have been battling for 60, 70 years sometimes and have quit instantaneously just by focusing on the root issue. And I like sharing examples who was riddled with shame and hypocrisy in his life. He's a man of high moral value, a man of faith, but he came to me and started mentoring when he was depressed. His wife had just died very recently. He was battling for 60 plus years of his porn addiction and he couldn't break free, and he felt all the shame and remorse and guilt because of the habit. But here's a guy who was probably in the most dire of situations that told himself the belief, I am too addicted, I'm too consumed by this habit, and this habit is consuming me to the point that I can never break free. And he was at a point where he was so desperate and so depressed that he came to me. We started mentoring. I started seeing him. I started giving him grace and love and telling him, first of all, you don't have a porn problem. You have an escapism problem. And you're not worthy. You're not unworthy of grace and love because of your addiction. But rather, you should see that you should be proud in yourself, and you should know that God is proud of you for doing something about it, even though you have made mistakes, yes, even though you have damaged yourself, yes, and your relationships. But that does not make you any less worthy of grace and love. And started seeing him, and he went from very, very addicted to instantly changing, and he's been clean for very many, many, many months and hasn't ever needed to go back to it, right? And I tell examples like this to guys because I want to give hope to people that feel like they're too addicted. You are not too addicted. You just have not heard enough stories and spent time with people that have succeeded, all right? Because when you do spend time with these people, you realize, oh, if that person can do it, then I can do it, right? If that person can have success, then why can't I? And I like sharing stories of couples too, because a lot of the times that I'm mentoring guys, they're going through separation. They're going through dire marital situations because of their porn addiction. And I share stories specifically of real couples who went through the most egregious and most dire situations because of their porn addiction that resulted in affairs and all this kind of stuff. And as a result of working on themselves and their relationship, have a stronger and more thriving marriage than they ever did before the porn addiction, than they ever did before the affair. Think about that for a second. If you can imagine a more egregious and aggressive form of betrayal than keeping a porn addiction in your marriage for many, many decades and then culminating in an affair, and then on top of that, rebuilding the trust, love, affection to the point where the marriage is stronger than ever before. Guys, that is hope, and that is what's possible, all right? So I encourage you guys to talk more about this kind of things with people. Hear stories from people that have had success, because it starts to break this belief, oh, I can't do this, because If that guy can do it, I can do it. If that couple can rebuild their relationship, then so can we, right? The second reason that you guys believe that it's too hard to break is because you're not understanding that an addiction is a continuum. It's not a binary. We like to think of addiction as black and white. In fact, we like to think of almost everything in life as black and white. White is because it's easy to think yes or no. It's easy to think dangerous, not dangerous. I'm happy, I'm not happy. I'm safe, I'm not safe. It's an easy cop-out to living life, but the reality with most things in life, my friends, is that almost everything in life is a continuum. It's a spectrum of how dangerous something, how happy we are, how joyful we are, how sad we are, how lonely we are, and also how addicted we are. Addiction is not a black and white. And the reason that it's dangerous to think of addiction as black and white is because you do not see the progress that you've made. And as soon as you make a misstep, a mistake, a slip up, you say, what? Woe is me. I was always an addict. I'm exactly where I was before. I haven't made any progress in climbing this big old mountain. And I'm exactly where I was before, and I have made no progress whatsoever. You throw away everything, and that's when people start binging, right? You've been there. Then you start giving up, and you spend the entire week or the rest of the month just with binge watching porn. Why? Because I have not made any progress. This is the danger of thinking everything as I'm addicted or not. I'm not addicted. Guys, it's not a binary thing. It can't be. Because if it was, then at what point does someone become not an addict? Of course, there are arbitrary things and numbers that people say, like after you have 30 days, 90 days, whatever. Guys, I'm telling you, you don't have to count. Quitting porn is a decision you make today. Recovery takes time. Quitting porn is instantaneous. Recovery and healing takes time. They're different things. You don't need to keep porn in your life in order to heal, in order to recover. And people are conflating the things because they think that I need to keep porn because it takes time. It took me a long time to develop this habit. Therefore, I'm too addicted. Therefore, it's going to take a long time to quit. It's not true. Quitting porn is instant. Instant recovery takes time. And I've seen this way too many times to not have enough conviction to tell you guys with confidence and consistency that if you do the work and you just change your beliefs to, I'm not just too addicted, but actually I can quit because other people have before. And you understand that addiction is not a black and white binary of I'm addicted and therefore I'm not addicted. It's a continuum of climbing this ladder, climbing this mountain to the point where you look back and you just realize that I don't feel like watching porn anymore. I just wake up one day and I just don't desire it anymore as much as I did before, right? So that's a different mentality that you can have, is understanding that it's not a binary, but it's a continuum. All right, so point number three, the reason that you believe that you are too addicted and you can't break free is because you don't see how your beliefs are dictating your behaviors. I'll say it again. Your beliefs dictate your behaviors, all right? If you believe something is going to be hard, it will be hard. If you believe something is going to be too hard because it's taken a long time, therefore it will be hard. As a kind of tangential example, if you believed that getting fit, right, whatever fit is in terms of your definitions, having six-pack abs or dunking a basketball or bench pressing 300 pounds, whatever it is for you, for fit, if you believed deep in your marrow that that's too hard and too difficult for me, what are the chances that you're actually going to try to get it? Very low. In fact, you're probably not even going to spend any time in the gym or any time trying to hit your goal because you've already decided prematurely it's too hard. Therefore, I can't do it. And therefore, your behavior follows that you're not going to do anything. But on the other hand, if you had some delusional belief that even though it's a crazy ambitious goal, you believed without a shred of a doubt in yourself, I can do it. I can achieve that goal. I can bench press 300, 400 pounds. I can have the six-pack abs that I want. I can lose X amount of weight, whatever your goal is. If you believed it with some delusion in your heart, guess how your behavior would follow? You would try everything in your power to do it. And you probably would get very close. And here's the thing, guys. You will not be left with nothing if you put yourself full force 100% into your goal. You will not be left with nothing. You will not be left with, you know, you won't be overweight. You will at least progress in this continuum, in the spectrum of getting to your goal, right? So the most common beliefs that people have about porn addiction, I'll tell you them in a second, and also I'll tell you kind of what the contrary beliefs are that can help break them, all right? The most common one is it will take a long time to quit porn, which is a reasonable thing for people to conclude because having this porn addiction has taken me a long time to develop, therefore it's going to take a long time to quit. False. It's instantaneous to quit porn because, I'll remind you, people that have quit porn long-term, at some point, they just didn't watch porn anymore. Okay, think about that for a second. At some point, anyone who has quit porn ever before, at some point, they just stopped. which means that it's not a weaning off process of something you have to keep with you for once a month and then every 2 months and every 3 months. People just stop. And people are confused because they think that in order to heal, they have to keep the habit with them as a crutch, as a band-aid, because the withdrawal symptoms, quote unquote, are too strong and therefore it's going to be too hard, right? If you are healing the root cause, if you're recovering, then you won't desire to watch porn, okay? And I'll say that again, quitting porn is instant, recovery takes time. And you don't need to conflate the two, you don't need to merge them, but you can separate those, all right? Number two common belief is it's not actually possible for me to not lust anymore. People believe that it's impossible to not be lustful over women. It's impossible to not be lustful on social media or when I see people or whatever, right? That's a belief that is not serving you as well and also is not true, because there are many people that do not lust after women all the time, all right? There are many people that broke that belief, and it's because, my friends, your brain has been trained to respond specifically to certain types of sexual content or individuals. Your body has been trained over time to respond to certain types of things, and that's why you respond in a lustful way, which means you can train yourself out of it. If you can train yourself into something, you can train yourself out of it. Again, if you spend time with people that do not lust after women, you will start to realize, oh, if that person can do it, then so can I. It's not a truth. A truth would mean that it's true for everybody all the time, no matter what. It's not a truth that men require, quote unquote, to be lustful. I will remind you guys, lust is different from attraction. Attraction is a God-given human condition, but lust in the sense of training your brain and your body to respond to specific types of content and sexual content over many years watching porn and social media, that has been trained. That's an artificial form of attraction, an artificial form of lustfulness, right? So it's not true that you need to be lustful. Third belief that is very common is it's really hard to quit, like I've just said, also very not true. Fourth belief that's really common is I just have a really high sex drive and that's why I lust after porn, masturbation, women, etc. I just have a really high sex drive. Not true, right? Because how many people do we know that are in healthy sexual relationships that also have crippling porn addictions? A lot, guys. Trust me. I talk with them a lot. There are many, many people, even me in my own marriage. After bringing porn into my marriage, I thought I would be fine, I'll be clean, and I was really hit with the reality that when I was stressed, I was having a genuine connected sexual relationship inside my marriage, and also wondering, why do I have this crippling desire to go back to porn and masturbation, right? So it's not a sex drive thing, because if it was just a sex drive thing, then people that are in healthy sexual relationships would not struggle with porn, and not true at all, all right? Another really common belief that people have, number five, is that it's unavoidable. It's everywhere. It's inevitable that I'm going to go back to porn and masturbation because it's unavoidable and everywhere, right? Guys, this probably means that you're spending a little more time online in social media, on Instagram, on YouTube, on TikTok, in the news, right? And watching TVs and Netflix, movies. It is everywhere if you spend your time there, guys. I and many of the people that I'm mentoring have completely detoxed off of all social media because we have found that it's one of the fastest ways to fast track your progress in quitting porn and masturbation is when you just detox off the stuff. And I challenge you guys to do it for 1 week. Detox absolutely everything, including YouTube, including video games, and then notice how you feel after 1 week. Just do it a week, guys. Notice how you feel 1 week, and then you will realize that it is avoidable. It's not everywhere. And as you do that, the beautiful thing is, as you detox, you will start to notice that you don't even notice those things when you do see them. Because sometimes we live in a world where it's unavoidable. Like people will just pop up here and there, right? Sexual content will just pop up randomly in movies, in ads, etc. But as you detox your brain and get off the lustful high that your brain has been in for so many years, you will notice that you don't even notice anymore. And that's the key to victory, guys. It's not about willing yourself through beating a porn addiction. It is through realizing that you don't even want it anymore, guys. That is the key. And when people ask you, why don't you watch porn? Why don't you masturbate? You will say, well, I just don't want to anymore. I don't want to anymore. Well, why? Because I just don't have a desire to. And that's the key, my friends. All right, lots of love to you guys. I want to leave you guys with these three reasons and how to break them. Number one is I think you should spend more time hearing and spending time around people that have had success quitting porn and masturbation. Number two, understand that your addiction is not a binary, but it's a continuum. It's a spectrum of how addicted am I? How dependent am I on this thing? All right. And number three is Understand that your beliefs dictate your behavior, so challenge your beliefs and make sure you're not saying things like, I'm just too addicted to porn.
Man, I hope you got something from that video. I hope it opened your eyes a little bit. Let me know in the comments if it was beneficial. I do want to hear from you guys. And also, our program is open currently, benuyama.com for 30-day program. You can check it out for free. And also, if you want to get Covenant Eyes for free, for 30 days, you can do it with a coupon code BEN, B-E-N, and I'll give you a free trial to that. And you can cancel it anytime. All right, see you in the next video. Love you.